glad you are here. Welcome to Enki, Tales from the Past. I am Prince Hu, rightful heir and son of Anu. You may call me Enlil. I represent the highest power of the Anunnaki. Today the story is about to turn, and I am glad you are there to witness my victory and overwhelming resolve. Sure, this is a narrative podcast, but who's to say that is not the real history of your pitiful planet? I don't really care what we will encounter or face on this part of the galaxy. I've fought and dominated over every single enemy or antagonist to this date. The planet you call Earth will be no match for my ambitions. Not even the frail Enki and his concubine can deter me. This sure is a unique, engaging sensorial experience turned into a narrative podcast now available by Mario Portella. And in all honesty, you should go visit Enki.show today. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella. Sol System, Kingu Spaceport. Journal entry #282. The Aftermath. To the victor go the spoils. The Nibiruan vessels descended upon the moon spaceport, their metallic hulls gleaming in the cold lunar white light. Justice had to be delivered. Our forces executed a calculated and coordinated attack, striking at the heart of the Igigi Rebellion. The element of surprise was on our side, and we exploited it mercilessly. Our advanced weaponry, honed through eons of scientific innovation and strategic planning, unleashed a barrage of destruction upon the Igigi stronghold. Plasma cannons teared through their meek defenses, reducing their feeble fortifications to smoldering ruins. In all honesty, the moon now has character, with all the shallow craters created until we finally found the entrance.
4721, left intercept the final bearing, 222.
As the chaos unfolded, my cold and calculating mind remained focused. I observed the battle from a nearby command center, monitoring the progress of our forces with meticulous attention. The Nibiruan pilots, trained to perfection, exhibit the precision and discipline expected of them. The Igigi, in their moment of reckoning, displayed a mix of desperation and misplaced arrogance. They tried to fight back, invoked their immortality as a shield against our onslaught, claiming they would be back. But their immortality has made them complacent, their combat skills dulled by centuries of unchallenged existence. Their weakness became apparent as our forces systematically dismantled their resistance. The Nibiruan vessels, piloted by warriors loyal to my cause, outmaneuvered the Igigi, exploiting their lack of tactical ingenuity. We severed their escape pods, cutting off their access to survival. The Igigi leaders, sensing the futility of their rebellion, attempted to negotiate a ceasefire. They realized the dire consequences they faced, and the weight of their rebellion bears down upon them. But I, Enlil, the Lord Destroyer, offer no mercy. Negotiation is a luxury they can no longer afford. They must face the full force of almighty retribution. few hours after boarding the spaceport, as our forces tightened the noose around the remaining pockets of Igigi resistance, their numbers dwindled. Their immortality proves to be their curse as they are captured and subdued one by one. Now, they are brought before me, stripped of their delusions of grandeur. The survivors of the rebellion will face swift and decisive justice. They will be subjected to the harshest punishments, their lives a testament to the consequences of defiance. The rebellion of the Igigi will be crushed, and their once immortal status reduced to ashes. In the aftermath of the battle, as the dust settles and the smoke dissipates, the moon spaceport will be transformed into a symbol of my authority. Let each bright silver glow of the moon remind them of this day, and I will make them see this everlasting symbol for their supposed eternity. The surviving Igigi will be made an example, a stark warning to all who dare question the might of Enlil, Lord of All. Enki's sentimentality and failed leadership will be a footnote in our history. I, Enlil, will rise as the unyielding general who restored order and secured the future of our people. The strike of the Igigi will be a distant memory, a testament to the unwavering resolve of the Nibiruans. Enki will only represent shame and disappointment. The flow of gold from Ki to Nibiru will be restored by force if the need arises, ensuring the survival of our dying planet. The success of our mission will solidify our place as the dominant force in the universe, and Nibiru will rise above all. As the surviving Igigi stand before me, their eyes filled with fear and realization, I relish in their vulnerability. Their treasonous acts have sealed their fate, and it is I, Enlil, who will mete out their punishment. Their immortality, once considered a gift, will become their eternal curse. I convene a tribunal, a dark assembly of Nibiruan judges, to oversee the sentencing of the Igigi. The room is shrouded in an air of anticipation, the weight of their crimes hanging heavily in the air. I, the sole arbiter of justice, am their judge, jury, and executioner. Their faces contort with a mixture of dread and futile hope, as they clutch at the last remnants of their shattered rebellion. Each Igigi is scrutinized under my unwavering gaze. Their crimes are read aloud, their acts of rebellion and defiance recounted in a chilling symphony of betrayal. They quiver before me, their immortality stripped of its allure, revealing only the naked vulnerability of their existence. I, the embodiment of the beginning and the end, deliver my judgment with cold precision. Their lives, once a wellspring of infinite possibilities, are now subject to my will. Death would be a mercy they do not deserve. Instead, I condemn them to a fate worse than oblivion. The surviving Igigi are banished, cast out to the alien planet Ki. But their banishment is not one of solitude or exile. It is a torment designed to break their spirits, a condemnation to live amongst the primitives they grew attached to. They will be stripped of advanced technology. They are left defenseless, forced to witness the slow decay of their immortality. Their eternal existence becomes a curse as they wither away, their bodies succumbing to the ravages of time and the harshness of their surroundings, looking up to the haunting sight of the moon they once inhabited. revel in their torment. The rebellion of the Agigi will forever be etched in their memories, serving as a stark warning against the consequences of insubordination. Also, their banishment will serve as a perpetual reminder to the remaining Nibiruans of the consequences of betrayal. It will ensure the obedience and loyalty of our workers as they witness firsthand the consequences of defiance. Of the Agigi has been quelled, their defiance crushed beneath the weight of their own folly. And I, Enlil, stand as the relentless enforcer as the Agigi turn into the fallen, the outcasts, the eternal exiles in an alien world. This is Enki, Tales from the Past. This narrative podcast is authored by Mario Portella.